And now, looking ahead to the electoral map in the November general election, we're joined by Democratic pollster Jeff Guerin and Republican strategist Charles Black. Thanks to you both for being with us. Hello, is that Jeff Guerin and Charles Black?
Jeff Guerin is here.
Yeah, Charlie Black here.
Thanks for being with us. Wanted to talk to you both about the electoral map and looking ahead to November. Jeff Guerin, to you first from the Democratic side. Are there states that were not in play, say, in the Democratic side last election in 2000, that you see turning towards the Democratic side this time around?
Well, there are certainly some states where we didn't win, where we see an opportunity to win in 2004, Missouri being a good example, Ohio being another good example, where John Kerry had a good victory tonight. No Republicans have been elected president without winning Ohio, and Republicans have had a pretty good string there, but Ohio is a great example of a state that is in play in a way that it hasn't been for quite some time.
In play because of jobs?
Well, in play precisely because of the economy, that in Ohio and lots of other places around America, people are very concerned about the economic direction of the country and what the future holds. It goes beyond the where the stock market's at or unemployment statistics on a given day that people are worried about the future of the middle class in America and how all of that will work. And they don't believe that President Bush has a real economic strategy or that he is on their side, that he has been branded, I think, very deeply as somebody whose first priority in economic terms is with corporate interests.
And Charles Black, on the Republican side, I imagine you see things quite differently, either are states that were Republican that will stay Republican and possibly trying to pick up a few. Where would those be?
Well, I don't disagree with Jeff about the battleground states he identified, but there are also some states that the Democrats carried last time that were close, that we believe are very much in play, and the president will have a good chance in. Again, largely Midwestern states, Iowa, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, there were a lot of close ones. That region is most likely to be the battleground. And, the president's numbers are probably down a little bit in all those states where you just had Democratic primaries because the Democrats were unified in their message against the president. They ran something like $30 million worth of advertising in the last few months, almost all of it criticizing the president and his economic record and his record on other things. But the general election starts tomorrow. We are getting on TV to remind people what they like about George Bush and his record. This campaign will be fought out on the big issues, and we look forward to it.
Briefly to you both, we heard John Kerry in his speech tonight to his supporters talking about one America with freedom and fairness for all. And I wonder, from your end of things, looking at this electoral map, does it look like one America, or does it look like an America that's still deeply divided? Jeff Guerin, to you first.
Well, there are still states that are tried and true, truly Republican, and other states that are tried and truly in the Democratic column. But the concerns that people have about the direction of the country and the future of the middle class, I think, are broadly held. And this theme of one America really transcends regionalism. There is a sense that we have moved to a we not me society, and that it's really the people at the very top who are most guilty of looking out for themselves and setting a bad example, really at the expense of the middle class.
And briefly, Charles,
there is a desire to get back to one America, where there is a sense that we are all in it together, and frankly, people don't have that sense in America today under President Bush.
And Charles Black, you get the brief last word.
Well, the one America line was a tip of the hat to John Edwards, who he just vanquished in all these primaries. But the country is closely divided between Democrats and Republicans, but they're interested in the big issues. Who can keep America secure? Who's got a good record, good approach to homeland security? Who can keep the economic recovery going? We think the tax cuts will keep it going. Senator Kerry wants to raise taxes, which won't keep it going. This is going to be an interesting campaign fought out on those large issues.
And thanks to you both, Republican strategist Charles Black and Democratic pollster Jeff Guerin.